Today, our focus is the economy and poverty of your city. So how is your city doing financially? Are they under or over the budget, in the black or in the red with income and expenses? Where do they spend most of their money? What businesses are thriving? Which are going out of business? How is that helping the overall economy of the city? You know, how a city is doing with their money affects all its residents, its future, and its ability to grow or be stagnant. So how is your city managing its money? And then what about those living below the poverty level? In San Bernardino County, we have 27 cities living below the state national average of poverty, 12%. So that means they are less than 12%, which is not a bad thing. And 42 cities living above the average between 12 and above 12 and 53%. The cities with the highest levels that we lift up right now are from 53%, often because there's not that many people, and down to 20% are Nipton, Daggett, Hinckley, Lucerne Valley, Homestead Valley, Mountain View Acres, Sugarloaf, Needles, Cedar Glen, Barstow, Landers, Morongo Valley, Joshua Tree, Baker, and Newberry Springs. We also lift up Big River and Victorville, which are very close at 19.9%. Certainly, there's much to be done to help these communities improve with education, training, more job opportunities, courses, how to manage money well, debt consolidation, and of course, Jesus. Jesus knew the way we treat money will help or hinder us. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. So, Father, we lift up our cities and our county. We pray that people would have more of an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. That those who love money will never have enough, that they think their wealth will bring true happiness. Help them to see that it is in you and you alone, the provider, that will serve their needs. That they would not serve two masters, that they would hate, would not be enslaved to money. We pray, God, that people would sell their possessions and give money to the poor. We also pray, God, people would not love their money, and that they would not, because we know that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. We pray people won't crave money, but they will learn how to use it properly, to be satisfied with what they have, so they won't wander off and follow wrong footsteps, trying to do these quick schemes. Help people to accept what they have, learn to work with what they have, and to build on that. Help them to pay off their debts and their bills before buying things that they think they need, but in reality want. Help them to discover the difference between what is needed and what is wanted, and to lean on the side of their needs. We pray for all those that are under, that are well, have high poverty rates. We pray that the cities, the communities, the churches will help teach the people how to manage their money. We pray for a return to classes in school on how to budget and how to do basic spreadsheets of their income and expenses, how to save and how to save for their future. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that God, we serve you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And as we give, we know that you will provide our needs. In Jesus' name.